This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me be clear. I am not giving the rivalry a bad name. The rivalry has given itself a bad name because both teams haven't been good at the same time, with limited exception. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two. I just believe this. Again, and I've cited plenty of examples, you know, whether it's Caps, Penguins, whether it's the Nationals and the Phillies, Nationals and the Mets, Nationals and the Braves, Michigan, Ohio State. In order to have truly a kick-ass rivalry, both teams have to be good. Now, Matt, was it you or did a caller say, like, if both teams are bad? And so I think it was you, right? You mentioned, like, if both teams are bad and sometimes, you know, like,
you can have great games. Because we were talking about in the break, we were talking about the fact that currently you can buy tickets upcoming Thursday night Thanksgiving throwdown in Dallas for $25.
Right.
For $25, you can watch the Giants versus Dallas. That's because both teams are not very good.
Yeah, not
but
very good.
Sometimes those games.
Not 5-11.
No.
But not very good.
Sometimes those games, because it's two teams that have a lot of holes, end up being huge points.
I gotta be honest with you, that game will be on my television because it'll be on.
Yeah.
I am not wasting a legitimate minute caring about that game at all. And that's an in-division game. That's a quote-unquote rivalry game. The NFL, in all of their brilliance, and I say that as facetiously as I can, has decided once again, just like 2 years ago, we had this game. Once again, we can't do Thanksgiving without the Cowboys and the Giants. We can't find anybody else on the Cowboys' schedule besides the Commanders and the Giants to play in Dallas on Thanksgiving. Enough. Enough. Please put somebody else.
For nothing else, you should have you personally should have a rivalry with Dallas for making you go out to Dallas so frequently to deal with all the games.
No, I've only been there on Thanksgiving
once. Had to waste your the fact that you waste your Thanksgiving every year with the Dallas shenanigans. You should have the biggest.
Well, that's why
rivalry.
I hate Thanksgiving football. The funniest thing is every time I see Tress Way, he just busts my chops. He goes, "Are we playing on Thanksgiving again?" He goes, "I know how much you love it." And so a couple of weeks ago when I saw him in the locker room, I think it was after the Giants game, I said, "Tress," I said, "the NFL announced during the game that next year you guys are playing on Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day." And he looked and he goes, "What? It's not so funny on the other side there, big guy, huh? Not so funny." Anyway, let's get back to the calls. Let's see here. We'll start off hour number two with Alex in Alexandria. Alex, how are you?
What's going on, Russ?
What's up, Alex?
Well, just like the first caller said, to me, it's still a rivalry. Whether it's the records don't matter here, but it does to us, the fans that are, you know, it's for us. Anyway, the rivalry is a rivalry. I don't care what the records are. But, yeah, to me, Dallas I hate him since I started watching football when I was a little kid with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing that I asked my brother was, I said, who the hell is this team wearing the star in their helmet?
Right.
So from there on, and the fights at RFK with Rich Malott and Mel Kaufman and the late Malott, what was the Neil Localwoods, Dexter?
Yep.
I mean, the bickering between the fans back and forth. I mean, it's a rivalry, man. I hate them, and I hope we win. I don't think it's going to be a catwalk.
Again, let me ask it to you this way, Alex, because I knew this was going to happen. Like everybody is saying or interpreting what I've said as it's not a rivalry. I'm not saying that. But let me ask you, do you feel the same level of animosity, hatred, contempt, excitement, whatever adjective I can throw at you, do you feel the same way today as you did in 2012 when it was truly last a rivalry in my eyes?
Again, to me, it's not. The game obviously has changed. I mean, we've been terrible, and they've been terrible. We call it the Cowboys every year's champions, right? Every year they win in the championship. So it's a hate.
Well, they win the regular season championship, not the championship that matters.
I mean, they're every year's champions, so that's what they're called.
Yeah.
Anyway, to me, it's not the same. No, I remember the rivalry with the Giants and the Skins. Yeah, of course I remember it.
Okay. All right, just wanted to make sure, just wanted to take the temperature. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you. I understand what this game means. I'm not suggesting that for fans that this, like, you want bragging rights over your buddy at the office who wears that stupid cap. I got it. I understand that. But again, from a big picture standpoint, from a 360-degree view, instead of a narrow prism, it's what I'm trying to get at. Now, maybe we get a great game on Sunday. Maybe we do. Unlikely. But I will tell you what's more important than the rivalry and anything to do with that is that Washington looks good, wins, kind of is dominant on both sides of the ball. And you walk out of there going, okay, all right. 35-10. We did as good as we could possibly do. Bring on Tennessee. That's what's more important than, oh, it's the Cowboys, and this game is more important than last week. At least the way I see it. Let's get to Rodney in D.C. next up. Team 980. Rodney, how are you?
Hey, Rooster.
What's
hey,
up, Rodney?
Hey, man, you paint this with a broad stroke when you talk about this Cowboy, Washington Commander stuff, because first of all, if I could add a layer, we in the free agency era. Prior to the free agency era, you had the same people every year on the team. So that enhanced the rivalry, and mm-hmm. that is why the Cowboy-Washington quote-unquote rivalry is talked about as much as it is.
That's
now,
a great point. That's a great point.
I was 22 in 92 when they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, people my age, if you are delusional enough to think that this rivalry is still at the apex as it was pre-free agency, then you're just need to stop watching sports in general because you're just a delusional person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another layer. Snyder has alienated all of the Glory Day players. So even if we wanted to keep the rivalry a rivalry, no one was there to tell them about this rivalry. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, But as far as
let me ask you this: did Dan and Bruce need to be told about the rivalry? I mean,
I'm just saying, like the way that some people it's still a rivalry. Let me say that. But my point is that when you're in free agency, you got a lot of players in and out. So they're not gonna think about the rivalry mm-hmm. as much as we are because they're so interchangeable. But let me say this. Listen, 80 to 90% of watching sports as a fan, okay, is talking trash to the people in your division, okay? And again, we're not going to talk about this game like, you know, it's the Super Bowl because it's not a rivalry. It's a rivalry in terms of talking trash to other people because every time you tell a Cowboy fan that out of the five games y'all lost last year, four of them was teams over 500. You know what they'll say to us? Well, y'all just sorry. Why are you talking to me? You know what I mean? So it's always the Cowboy fan bringing up an excuse because they always beat us. So I think when you're talking rivalry and Cowboy, and specifically in this area, there's so many Cowboy fans, and they're so insufferable. That's the reason why it's still a rivalry because it's just – you're just talking trash.
Yeah, I got you, Rodney. I appreciate the phone call. Here's the thing. Again, like, I don't mean to be a jerk. I'm not saying it's not a rivalry. What I'm saying is we know there's a difference between – let me use the baseball example, right? Every time the Nationals take on the Braves, it has a little bit more significance than the Nationals taking on, I don't know, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Why? Because division game and because there is a little bit of a rivalry there. But to say that the rivalry – is what it was when the Nationals were good after the Nationals have sucked for the better part of the last 5 years, again, is where I'm trying to draw the line. And all I'm saying is, and again, you're telling me it's a rivalry. I understand that. I know it's a rivalry. Is the rivalry the same? Is it as significant as it once was? Just because it's a rivalry. Just because it's labeled Dallas Week, is it any more important? Or do both teams have to be good? And even if both teams are good, again, it's the game itself is still not any more important than a game against the Eagles or a game against the Giants. I mean, and that fluctuates a little bit too. How does it fluctuate? It fluctuates based on how good those teams are. Again, kind of tie the bow. Round and round we go. Let's get to, let's see here. All right, here he is. I heard you yesterday, Paulie. I heard you yesterday. So I know you're going to come in and crap all over, or try to crap all over me. So go right ahead.
Hell to the W, man. You hear me every day. What you talking about?
In my nightmares.
Hey, listen. I'm glad you backtracking from last year, because you do this every year. I'm glad you backtracking from last year and saying, admitting that it is a rivalry. Because it is
I didn't say last year it wasn't a rivalry.
Yes, you did. Yes, I argued with you last year and the year before that. See, the thing y'all don't know about Rooster is, right? Rooster's from Long Island, you know what I mean? Which borderline Queens, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So his father was a Jets fan, but he's really a Giants fan, you know? So he's embarrassed to even tell anybody that. Mm-hmm. That's why he's dreading Thanksgiving with the Cowboys, because you know the Cowboys probably going to smack them too, right? There's a whole thing. It's a rivalry, and it's always going to be a rivalry, no matter what the records are, man. Now, yeah, if both teams is good, is there more on the line? Of course it is. Is it going to make it for a bigger, air quotations, game? Of course it is, because it's more on the line. But even if both teams are winless, this game is going to be a rivalry. You put it on TV, it's going to get high ratings, because we don't like Dallas, period. So you ain't grow up in this rivalry. You know, you just came here and you looked at it from far,
right?
Because you're a Giants fan,
right? I've never been part of a rivalry, right?
The Giants' natural rivalry is with Philly, right? They ain't always been. Both of them teams sucked for a long time, but that still was a rivalry game. Then you want to compare rivalries? That's what you compare it to, right? So don't come at me with this craziness, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of course it's our rivalry. You will hear the energy in my voice. You hear the angst in my voice.
Right. Because I've said all show and for the last 17 years that it's not a rivalry, right?
Listen, man. Listen. You backtracked on that this year. The past previous years, yes, you have said that. And, of course, Quinn is going to let this team know how important this game is. You know why? Because, like my man Mo, shout out Mo, hell to the W. Like Mo said, the owner's a fan. He grew up a real fan,
right.
Not a fake Dan Snyder. My dad liked the team fan, but a real fan. And what's the number one thing the coach wanted to do for the owner? Make him happy by beating the owner's rivalry, which is the Cowboys. It's our rivalry. Any way you look at it, sideways, up underneath, over top, to the left, to the right, we hate the Cowboys. Man, I'm going to be on Monday, and we don't come in here with a win. We ain't having Motown Victory Monday. You know what, man? You
as much as you hate me, at least you got that right.
I'm going to come right after you. You might ban me for 2 weeks because I'm going to come right after you for bringing all this bad juju to us anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be your fault.
Like what I say matters.
Your fault, Giants fan. That's what's going to happen. But but real talk, we need this game. Because really why we need this game, because right now is a two-team race for this division. The Eagles have already smacked the Cowboys and the Giants once, right? We just swept the Giants already. Yeah, I mean, smart people will tell you the Eagles probably going to sweep the Cowboys. So we need to sweep the Cowboys and make that game against Philly the next time we play them. That's probably going to be for the division as far as division records go. So we got, as far as the division go, we got to keep up with what the Eagles are doing. All right? So both of us probably are trending to sweep both of these teams. So that's why this game is a big game on Sunday.
All right.
Then you want to say, well, the Cowboys, okay, they got a bad record. But, yeah, but we ain't, our sights ain't on the Cowboys. Our sights are on the Eagles. But we got to go through Dallas to get to the Eagles. And we're going to do it, man. Hell to the W, baby. Let's go. It's Dallas week, man. I ain't trying to hear none of that.
Hell to the Pauly. Hell to the Pauly.
Hell to the W, baby.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I'm such a bad guy because I grew up in New York. I don't understand the rivalry. Let me ask you this. Do you really think Dan Quinn, is addressing his team this week saying, guys, we have to beat their asses? Guys, I worked there for 3 years. I loathe Jerry Jones. Dorrance, badass. Sharif Floyd. Noah Igbinoghene. Dante Fowler. You guys all hate that team that paid you so well. You guys loathe that team. You're with us now.
I mean, this is why you're not a coach, because no, that's not what he would be doing. He'd be more saying, hey, you want this team, you want this fan base, you want this city to get behind you. You want to prove that you're real. Well, they were real last year. I was with them. I know what we can do to stop them because I have inside knowledge on how they're kind of not actively schemed, but how they've schemed in the past. You want to make a real point. You want to make a real statement win? Let's go re-spark this rivalry. Let's give Dallas a reason to hate us instead of it being the other way around.
Okay. 301-230-0980. More of your calls coming up. Is Deion heading to Dallas? And would that be a hell? Or would that be a nightmare? We'll tackle that after 2:30 on the T980 and the Odyssey app. All right, again, in case you missed it, Marshawn Lattimore not participating with the rest of the team again. Dan Quinn had said on Monday that they hope to get him in some practices and that the arrow was pointing up. And so I don't know if there's been a setback, if they're just trying to reintroduce, if maybe tomorrow he joins and gets one good practice in. Who knows? But it's not looking great. to be quite honest with you, for Lattimore to make his debut. Now, maybe they don't need him, right? Maybe they don't need him. I mean, Sandler still played his best game of his career last Thursday night. St. Juice played well enough. The pass defense wasn't, and to a large degree hasn't been, the problem. But you'd like to have Marshon Lattimore if you can. And I wonder, I don't know, if they knew when they made the trade, and I don't know how they could have, how significant this hamstring injury is. Because the only way we can measure how significant it was is the fact that he hasn't even practiced. Never mind played. He hadn't even practiced. All right, back to the calls we go. Let's get to, let's go to Jason and Laurel. Next up, what's up, Jason? How are you?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Jason?
Love the topic. I can't believe I missed yesterday's show with Doc having all those skins on. I'll go back and listen to it tonight. So I agree 1,000%, and I think some of these calls are just nonsense. This hasn't been a real rivalry, other than the fans' point of view, mm-hmm. for quite some time. And everybody needs to take like five giant steps back. Why was it a rivalry? It was a rivalry because of people like George Allen and Landry and Gibbs and Parcells and the million Hall of Fame players that came through both of these organizations. And what have we had any of that in the last 25 years? The answer is no. We haven't had any of that. We haven't had Rock and RFK. We haven't had, you know, NFC championship games. We haven't had any of that stuff. So for the fans, it can still be a rivalry. And I'm 50, and I remember those days mm-hmm. very, very longly, and would love for them to happen again. But the league is different. The players used to be, like, Jeff Bostic probably truly hates the Dallas Cowboys. I bet Manley actually wanted to hurt Cowboys when he played. These guys aren't like that anymore. They're union brothers. And
That's a great point right there. Like, we had a caller call up about free agency. It's not the same since free agency yet. You know, there are great rivalries right now post free agency and whatnot. But what you just said right there is key too. A lot of that contempt, hatred, what have you. I mean, of course, there's still some of it in sports, right? But a lot of that has been washed away by the fact that the NFLPA wants these guys to be bros. Not enemies. They want them to be bros.
They share jerseys and pictures and kiss each other's girlfriends after games. It's just not the same. Now, some things could happen. Like, I bet if Micah Parsons hit Jaden Daniels late near the out of bounds, I bet one of our offensive linemen would level him. And something like that, that could spark something. And we'd love to see a rivalry. But it's just not anymore, other than the fans' point of view. And maybe Harris can inject that. And maybe Dan Quinn can inject that. But to be quite honest with you, he's not going to hate guys that he coached last year.
Right.
He's not. And after the game, we'll see photos of him hugging those guys and stuff. It's just not like that anymore. But it is like what Paulie said. It is a big game because it's a two-host race, and we need to win. And I hope we put a 40-burger up, and then Jaden doesn't play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that would be great.
Love the show.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'll watch tomorrow. Keep it up, brother.
I appreciate you as always, Jason. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's get to AP here before the bottom of the hour. What up, AP?
Finally.
Yes.
Chris Russell.
My guy.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air.
Chris Russell.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually in agreement with you.
Huh? Wow.
The rivalry
back-to-back
over the
calls.
Years. The rivalry, I was telling Matt while I was mm-hmm. On hold, the rivalry has lost its luster.
Mm.
I personally, and I mean, maybe I just have so much score to settle with Philly, because Mike's girlfriend was a Philly fan.
Yes.
And I have a lot of friends, majority-wise, who are Philly fans. Some that I know, others that I don't. The ones that I don't know on social media, I unfollowed them.
Mm-hmm.
Because after that game, and just seeing them gloating and rubbing it in our face after they beat us prime time, I had to unfollow him. Like, I took that game personally. So, for me personally, I feel that I hate the Eagles and the fan base, who are very obnoxious, very annoying, who think they own everything, especially when they come to Landover. I hate them more than I hate Dallas. That's just me. Because, again, like, Dallas has kind of been our big brother. Philly has been our evil cousin. The one that just comes over, you know, comes in our room, takes over the video game, you know, takes our snacks, all that. Like, Philly, I just can't stand them. Like, they're the cousin that you don't want to come, that you just don't want to see visit you every summer. You just don't want to see him. Dallas, I can tolerate, because we all know how it ends for them in January. But I really take it very personally when it comes to the Eagles. And this is a two-team race right now. And we, as Washington, have to show why we belong. Philly, they've been relevant. We have to show why we are relevant. And that game that we played against them Thursday was the game that we were supposed to have. That was the game to get the national pundits' attention. And we blew it. So as far as I'm concerned, we got to win this game. We got to beat Dallas to keep pace with Philly. But it's all going to go right back to Philly when we play them again. That's the game that matters right now.
That's the game. That's absolutely the game that matters so much more than anything we're going to see this week, or certainly in that week 18, game 17 scenario. Thank you, AP. Appreciate it as always. Good job. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's do a trending alert, and then we'll get back to Billy in D.C., and then we're going to get to whether Deion Sanders would be a disaster in Dallas, or would he be the star of the show? And would he be just what this rivalry needs? We'll tackle that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, speaking of Deion Sanders, he just landed a five-star quarterback recruit named Julian Lewis. He is committed to play at Colorado, the number two recruit overall in ESPN's top 300. Meanwhile, potential Heisman Trophy winner and current Colorado Buffalo two-way star Travis Hunter says, quote, he is for sure entering the NFL draft. Obviously, Shador Sanders will go as well, and we will see where they both line up and how much Deion Sanders controls the script here moving forward. We'll speak about Deion, as we just mentioned, coming up right here on the Team 980. From the NBA, no Wizards tonight. Mavs, Luka Doncic out at least a week with a wrist sprain. We'll join Thursday Night Football's pregame in coverage at the top of 8 o'clock hour here after Talking Terps on the Team 980. Get you set for Pittsburgh and Cleveland. 8-2 Steelers, 2-8 Browns. But always a rivalry, right? Always a great rivalry, even when one of the teams stinks. And college football, NC State and Georgia Tech in ACC play. They get going at 7:30. Caps back home tonight after sweeping the road trip out west. They take on the team they beat to start it, the Colorado Avalanche. But, of course, no. Alexander Ovechkin. You can listen to the coverage 6:45, 106.7 The Fam, and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending. All right, we're going to get to Deion Sanders here in just a sec. And as it relates to the Dallas Cowboys, because we know they're making a coaching change, right? Mike McCarthy's not going to get fired, I don't think. Maybe it'll be a mercy firing, you know, 2 weeks from now, because they know they're going to fire. Maybe. But his contract's up. His contract's up. This is always one of my favorite tunes. I kind of stomped all over it. My bad. A little more than a feeling from Boston. Always a great return.
I don't like this rivalry.
Well, see, Matt. See, you were in here during the break, and you're like, you know, you just, like, this game does something to your blood pressure or makes your blood boil a little bit hotter, a little bit more. And I guess maybe if I had the burgundy and gold pom-poms surgically attached to my butt cheeks, well,
It's one
maybe
of those things.
I would feel the same way. But like, look at our guy Sanchez. By the way, Sanchez, I should say, happy birthday to Sanchez. I don't know if he's out there listening, but happy birthday. I wished him a happy birthday earlier this morning. But
happy birthday
official. And happy birthday to my sister, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks. Sean Sharif, 105.3, the fan in Dallas. but also, I guess what I would say is, if I truly was a fan, and again, make no mistake about it. I root for the Washington Commanders to win. I want the Washington Commanders to win. I want them to win and be successful and be relevant. It's better for business. It's better for you. It's better for me. It's better for Matt. It's better for the radio show to be. I want all of that. But do I truly identify as a fan? No. I can't lie to you and tell you I truly identify as a fan. But I would also say my job, my gig, is to provide whatever perspective I think is right or normal or good or entertaining or what have you. And if I just said all week long, I hate the Cowboys. They make my skin crawl. They make my blood boil. I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys. I don't know if that would be... I don't know if that would be great.
I mean, that's not productive, but every franchise has that team that they just do not like, that they do not vibe with, that if the entire season was a blow-off, except for the two games they face their rival, Baltimore versus Cincinnati, I have...
Well, use Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Well, but those are examples
Let me ask you this, okay? If say the Commanders beat the Cowboys this Sunday, and again in the final regular season game of the year, but lose every game besides that in between, and don't qualify for the playoffs, do not qualify for the playoffs, but they beat the Cowboys twice, is that successful? Is that good? Does that make you feel satisfied, happy?
On this season? Are you saying we've had this season?
Knowing what we...
The season maybe, up to this point, and we only get two more wins down the stretch, so we end up with a 9-8 record.
And you don't make the playoffs. I mean, is that... I think in some ways that would be satisfactory based on preseason expectations.
But
7-2, if I told you that the only two games you won the rest of the way were the Cowboy games, and you did not qualify for the playoffs, tiebreaker, whatever the situation would be at 9-8. Would you be happy about that? Would that leave a satisfied feeling in you? No.
Well,
can't.
I don't know. This might be really? My homer, but if you told me before the season that we would be 9-8, we would sweep the Giants and we would sweep Dallas, I would be ecstatic, because that means that this organization that was a 4-win team last year just did more than double and went of the 6 games in conference, went 4 of 6. I would be saying, you know what, for a team that is literally just starting the rebuild, that is awesome. And then you mentioned, oh well, down the stretch they were bad, but they beat Dallas twice, right?
Right.
I think that
I guess that's a reasonable
Dallas
approach.
And saying that it was the season that it's been, this might be insane, but I would not be upset with that.
I can't tell you you're crazy. I would say I'm surprised that you're saying that because of the way the season started.
And I think
a big reason
for that, just in my own defense, is especially seeing how they tackled the trade deadline, everything like that. They did get a piece, but we still haven't really seen him on the field. Like, this has been, everything about this season has felt like progression for next season. It's
Understood. Building
the branch, how this organization deals with
Understood.
Adversity, dealing with learning how to play with Jaden Daniels, figuring out the pieces they need to bring back to get the roster.
Mm-hmm.
This is way better than expected, But this is still a first year of the rebuild, trying to figure out what we have, how we build, and who we are energy. So
I get it. I
going 9-8 with that. Oh, yeah, no, that's great.
I think that's an adult way to look at it.
I am an adult.
I think there's a lot of common sense in what you just said. I think part of the fan base would be satisfied and optimistic, like you said. I would also say there's no guarantees. Like you I mean, if you look at this year as like we're building, you know, there's nothing to say that like you could build the roster, you could evaluate the roster, you could bring in this piece and that piece, and now you know what you got in Jaden. And unfortunately, a season-ending injury happens before you even play a game next year. You know, I mean, that could happen. Let's get to Billy in D.C. next up. He's been on hold for a while. Billy, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
What's up, Billy?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Hey, Chris, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but I think you're missing something. I think that they're two different things. Mm-hmm. Like, a game of high importance and a rivalry game are really two different things. If a rivalry game is also a game that has high significance for the year, that's just a bonus. It's like Army-Navy. Army-Navy is always a rivalry game, but if they're both undefeated or they're both having great seasons, there's a little bit more excitement and people are a little bit more into it, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a rivalry game or make it – they could have – both teams could be winless – and people are just as passionate.
You know, Billy, I'm glad you brought this up, because I thought about this as you know, a way to kind of defeat my own argument, but I hadn't brought it up. So I'm really glad you did. I think it's a really, 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 really good point. And to be honest, and I'm just going to be totally honest with you. 4 years ago and for the previous 46 years of my life, I didn't understand what the Army-Navy rivalry really and truthfully was. The last 3 years, I've been lucky enough to go, right? And we're going to be doing the show from Army-Navy on Friday this year. Which, of course, the game is in Landover, so it takes on a little bit even more significance, right? And I'm so glad I've gotten that opportunity. And you're so right that if both teams are, say, 3-8, it's still a rivalry. But I could also, and you're correct, which is why I keep saying it's a rivalry. But you know what I mean, right? When, even though you're correct in what you're saying, that, like, I mean, Navy's kind of struggled, for lack of a better term here, when Navy and Army were undefeated earlier this year, and we were like, oh, we're building towards something here, there was going to be a lot more juice and a lot more buzz and a lot more interest and a lot more meaning if both of them would have stayed undefeated, or if one of them was undefeated and one of them had a loss. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is a... Maybe it's semantics, but there's just a different level, even though I understand where you're coming from.
Right. It's a different level of interest. You're right that the Philadelphia game was more important, mm-hmm. if you will. But the Dallas, and you know, when people say you're not from here, that's not an insult, right? Like, it's just that you weren't. I mean, I'm not from where you were, but mm-hmm. I promise you, I'm in Southeast D.C. too. I promise you. Like, I have two neighbors. One has a bunch of Chiefs gear out front, and one has a bunch of Cowboys gear out front. I don't care about that Chiefs gear. That Cowboys gear makes me sick to my stomach. I can't stand it. And so I'm old enough to remember, like, George Allen and Dyron Talbert and all those guys.
Yeah.
And so even though – you're also right that the nature of the league has kind of, you know, kind of brought some of this down. And I also – I kind of disagree with Matt. I think you are thinking like a player, because I think the player's highest priority is his job and his career, yeah. and his health.
Yeah.
and he's stuck.
You know,
in that
that's an interesting part of this,
playing.
Too. Yeah. But do you think that is because of the amount of money that they make, or the notion, mantra, whatever, that the NFL stands for, not for long, meaning in a lot of ways things change and can change rapidly, and sometimes that is the shortness of one's career or the relevancy of one's career? Or do you think that's like this brotherhood thing that the Commanders talk about so much, but the brotherhood thing extends out to the NFLPA? Like, you sure, I want to beat that guy, but I don't want to beat him so bad that I pummel him into the ground and that I stand over him and squash him in the you-know-wheres and I draw blood, if you will, right? Like, I think back in Doc's days, and again, I don't want to speak for Doc because he had all of those guys on yesterday, and I highly suggest and encourage everybody to listen, but they wanted a little bit more blood than I think, you know, Dorrance Armstrong or Dante Fowler or Tyler Biadasz, guys who play, or even just, I don't know, Mikey Sanderstill or Jeremy Chin want this Sunday. And maybe we don't have to have that to have a true rivalry. So I'll acknowledge that, again, it is still a rivalry. It's just the question becomes, if you're not going to have that, do you have to have the relevancy in order to really ratchet it up? You know?
Right. And I think it's partially free agency because these guys go from team to team. I think it's partially the money because there's so much more at stake now. This is generational wealth mm-hmm. that we're talking about. Yep. It's on the line. But also it's like the nature of just the mass communication media. Like, these guys all know each other. They all went to summer camps together when they were 12 years old.
Yep.
By the time, like, these guys have been friends forever, and they also have this sort of brotherhood mm-hmm. of, you know, it's like a fraternity.
I'm with
like,
you. Yeah, you know, I'm with you.
Only they understand what it's like to be.
Yeah.
So it is definitely different, but there is still a segment in this city, including myself, that this is, dude, I would rather be 15-2 and lose to the Cowboys twice than be 2-15 and mm-hmm. beat them twice. That's true. But there is definitely a different feeling when we play them. It's emotional, and like I think one of those callers said, if you don't think it's a rivalry, you're not in the right barbershops. I mean, it's just that's not an insult. It just means that there is a portion of this population that is still super passionate about this game, and I can't stand the Cowboys. I hope they win. I hope the Commanders beat them 80-0. And
that would be nice, right? Great call, Billy. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Excellent perspective. Excellent perspective. Again, the Army-Navy thing is a real good one, right? Because usually, quite honestly, if you're lucky, one of them is good. And a lot recently, it's been Army. Like this year, Army right now I got to take on Notre Dame this Saturday. Army is undefeated. Navy was undefeated. They got whacked by Notre Dame 51-14 at MetLife. They lost the next week to Rice 24-10. They won against South Florida 28-7 the next week after that. And then their previous game last week, they lost to Tulane 35-0. So, yes, Army, Navy, America's game, USAA, all of that. I'm going to be there. We're going to be doing the show there. All of that. I can't wait, right? It's fun. It's just a cool thing that, you know, we get to do and I get to do and whatever. But that game, even though it's such a cool rivalry, is not going to have the same significance as if Navy even had just like one loss and somehow Army beats Notre Dame this weekend. It's just not going to have the same significance. So I'm trying to, again, draw that parallel between, yes, and again, I keep going back and forth and saying that I haven't, Paulie said last year I said it wasn't a rivalry. I don't remember saying it that way, but maybe I did. I don't know. Last year, January, the first week of January, when we all knew Ron was getting blown out, and the Cowboys were 13-plus point favorites, it meant literally zero. Nothing. I mean, there was nothing running through my veins. Nothing. We got to take a timeout. My goodness. I went way too long. Sorry about that. Let's take a break right here on the Team 980. We'll get to the Dion thing. Coming up, stay with us. All right, putting a bow on this conversation, because we're going to get to the Dion stuff on the other side of 3 o'clock. Matt and I just, I think, discovered the root of all of this, right? And it's not that I'm a jerk. It's not that I'm an industry plant.
Kind of the opposite.
Exactly. Like, he was asking, and I was trying to come up with examples. You know, as everybody knows, grew up in New York, right? I grew up an Islanders fan, a Mets fan. I still root for my teams, right? I mean, that was a huge part of my life growing up. I root for the Capitals. I root for the Commanders. I root for the Wizards. I root for the Spirit. I'm a DC guy for the last 17, 18 years. But even when I was a kid, in the midst of the Islanders-Rangers rivalry, which was so hot on Long Island because the Islanders were winning Stanley Cups, the Rangers... I never hated Rangers fans. I would laugh at them. I would talk to them. I would engage with them. I never hated them. I never loathed them. I never loathed the team. I rooted for the Rangers when they won the Stanley Cup in 1994. Why? Because it was an unfreaking believable story. And because it made my dad happy, my stepdad. Could you imagine ever here? 98%, 99% of our fan base that identifies as Commanders fans that theoretically should hate or loathe the Cowboys. If the Cowboys ever finally figured themselves out in January and February and got back to the top of the NFL mountain, would you ever imagine, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, however long it's going to take, could you ever imagine anyone here rooting for, being happy for, being appreciative of the Dallas Cowboys winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy? I could never imagine that.
No,
but me,
it's everyone's favorite team here, right? is either the Commanders,
yeah,
or their ABD,
right?
Anyone but Dallas.
But I guess again, my point is I just told you the Islander Ranger thing.
You're good.
I grew up a Mets fan. When the Yankees were winning world championships under Joe Torre and Derek Jeter, I was happy for them.
This just in, audience, Chris Russell is not a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just a player on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.